The little goblins and Disney characters and superheroes that ring our doorbell on Halloween night, well, they seem innocent enough. It's fun to wear a disguise and pretend to be someone new for the night. But what is truly frightening is how we often drape ourselves in costumes well into adulthood. With a mask, we can become what we pretend to be, a make-believe actor in a make-believe world, pretending to be who we want people to think we are, saying one thing while thinking about something else, wearing a disguise of being attentive when actually you don't hear a word that's said, or wearing a mask of forgiveness while still harboring resentment. Well, the theme of this guided audio meditation from Colossians chapter 3 is meant to encourage you to slip out from behind your mask, to be clothed in the righteousness of God, to be covered in the right and good ways to live a godly life. So to begin, receive the gift of this time as a safe retreat to remove your mask and be covered instead in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A moment to be content with your true self, to live a godly life to the glory of your Heavenly Father. So begin to settle into this place and be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. Allow your eyes to close and your breathing to relax for a moment. Continue by receiving and replying to this responsive reading from Ephesians chapter 4. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. I appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. So, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. So, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Live a life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. And, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Spend a few more moments now, delighted in all that you've been granted by God, living in a manner worthy. As you become more aware of the worldly masks that you're wearing, begin to take note of your response as you remove them now. Do you feel vulnerable? Do you feel exposed? What more are you searching for than who you already are in Christ? You are the elect of God, holy and beloved. Take note of how you react as you begin to wear tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Be mindful of the answer you hear as you whisper, Lord God, please cover me now in your righteousness. take a moment to center on being covered by the divine presence, to center on the blessing of being His chosen. Center on being your true self as you live a godly life to His glory. Your mind will wander, but don't judge yourself. Rather, let your drifting thoughts remind you to center back on being clothed in the righteousness of God. Whisper, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Receive and repeat this centering prayer as praise of His offering to you. Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Center too on your breathing. Just notice each breath becoming a symbol of the Holy Spirit covering you. Receive a breath now and release it. Let even your breathing be a prayer of receiving your true self. Breathe in your true self, the chosen one of God, and breathe out your worldly masks. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander and search for more. Don't fight the drifting, but without effort, center back on your breathing and whisper the words, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Notice each silent breath as a way to maintain your intention to be clothed by God. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and surrendering to being clothed by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue to stay mindful now of the divine covering as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, beginning in the New King James Version. Character of the new man. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Character of the new man. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Where did your mind begin to center after this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on the eternal sacred presence. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New Living Translation. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, take this next minute to surrender your masks for His covering. Let go of your earthly identity to be now who you are in Christ. Breathe and receive all you need to live a godly life to His glory. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the New International Version. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God now? Who do you want to be? How do you want to appear? We'll spend another minute now in solitude, praying for absolutely everything you need to bring glory to Him. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush. Thank you. Now rest here in the satisfying presence of God. Just idle your thoughts and enjoy Him as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself in the throne room of God, kneeling before His altar. Kneel as you remove your worldly mask. Remove how the world defines you. With your eyes closed there, feel the garments being placed over your shoulders, the clothing of a chosen priest, the attire of a priest, a robe of fine linen cloth, gold threading, and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. The Holy Father places a patterned tunic over your shoulders. Christ rests a turban on your head. And the Holy Spirit hangs a sash over your chest. For this next minute, rest in the throne room of God, adorned in the garments of the royal priesthood that you belong, dressed and covered in His righteousness. Return once more to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation, Lord God, cover me in your righteousness. Who do you know that's struggling with their identity, fighting against who the world is telling them that they are? Well, be mindful of how God might use you to reveal who they are in God. They are a chosen royal priest. And now please accept this closing benediction to remember that you are the elect of God. You are holy and beloved. So put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. May you know the blessings of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the covering of God. And Heavenly Father, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.